Part 10, Giants in the Land. The scriptures revealed that not long after the fall, giants were among us. We even had entire races of giants living in the land of promise where our Lord Jesus was to be born. Genesis 6:4 tells us there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. The immoral union in the garden brought forth Cain, and his descendants soon followed. They included the Hittites, Amorites, Jebusites, Kenites, Canaanites, and many other nations of giants. Even after the flood, that immoral seed continued through Noah's family. This was not an oversight of God, but part of his perfect plan, as he commanded Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives into the ark to preserve life. We all know our infinite God knew where every contaminated seed was and used them to the benefit of his chosen people. Not only were these giants big, some of them had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. They carried spears weighing 10 to 20 pounds. 2 Samuel 21 verse 16 tells us, "And Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight." And also in verse 20, "And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant." The Bible records in 1 Samuel that Goliath, whom David slew, was about 9 feet 9 inches tall and wore a coat of armor that weighed nearly 200 pounds. 1 Samuel 17, verses 4 through 7 tells us, "And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron." Nimrod also is referred to in Scripture as mighty, the same as the giants in Genesis 6:4. The Hebrew word is gibbor, which means a powerful warrior, tyrant, giant, or strong one. Many modern teachers believe the origination of these giants were offsprings of the fallen angels who left their first estate with Lucifer. They believe these fallen angels were the sons of God who changed their bodies into a human form. They therefore could mate with Seth's descendants, the daughters of men, and thus cause the origination of the giants. They claim this also solves the mystery of who built the pyramids, as these fallen angels were powerful and supernatural beings. Remember, Malachi chapter 4 instructs us to turn our hearts back to our original father's teachings. Be cautious of modern teachings, as Satan will use everything he can to pervert God's word, changing his meaning to prevent his purpose from being fulfilled. For these giants to be the offspring of fallen angels, Satan would need to have the power to create these fallen angels' human bodies that could mate with humans. We are certain by Scripture that Satan cannot create, only pervert. Also, if these were fallen angels, we would still have giants in the land today, as these fallen angels are still around. But the giant race was annihilated long ago. Scripture tells us these fallen angels are the demonic influence that we have today, deceiving us in an attempt to hybridize the pure word of God. The Scripture says they left their first estate, which simply means their first home with God and the other angels, by choosing to follow Satan, and they were simply cast out with him. This teaching interrupts the continuity of the Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. In the Bible, 3 is a witness. Number 1, everything began in Genesis. And number 2, it was dealt with in the middle of the Bible, usually around the time Jesus was on earth in human form. And number 3, the third witness was in the book of the Revelations. Then you have continuity. The Bible interprets itself over and over. God is his own interpreter. Let us allow the Scripture now to tell us where the giants came from. In Genesis 6, verse 1 and 2, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. The daughters of men were exactly as the Scripture states, daughters of the men of the world, not of God. These daughters of men were of the lineage of Cain and his contaminated bloodline. The sons of God were of the lineage of Adam and his bloodline down through Seth. These sons of God were taking these worldly daughters of men, the descendants of Cain's contaminated bloodline, for wives and producing this hybrid race of giants. The problem still exists today of worldly women tempting godly men and causing them to stray from God. Proverbs tells us, "With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." Proverbs 7, verses 21, 22, 26, and 27.